In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Transfiguration has been called the despair of biblical scholars. Did it happen like that? Or is it something symbolic or psychological? If so, what is it saying to us? And then today, when you also add in Elijah and his chariot of fire and Moses on the mountaintop, then we have a dish of real biblical minestrone here. What all these events, the Transfiguration, the departure of Elijah and Moses on Mount Sinai, hinted at in the second reading, what all those events have in common is that they are all crisis points. A boundary is being crossed. If you consider, first of all, the journey of Elijah and Elisha. First, they came to Bethel. The name Bethel, by the way, means the house of God. This is the place of Jacob's vision, where the Lord renews his covenant and Jacob's exile begins as he goes away from his family to serve Laban for, I forget exactly how many years, before he dares to come back again to his brother Esau. It is a time of exile. And then the two of them, Elijah and Elisha, go on to Jericho, where Joshua fought the battle of. And the people of Israel take possession of the promised land. So we've had a going away, a coming back. To enter the promised land, the people of Israel had crossed the Jordan, which is where Elijah's journey ends up. It is his place of departure. For Moses, his moment of crisis occurs on the mountaintop. His face shines with the brightness of God's presence, which is also what Jesus' disciples see on that Mount of Transfiguration. Another boundary is being crossed as Jesus' earthly ministry now changes character and the final confrontation begins to unfold. And we trace that, of course, during Lent. In our liturgical year, then, we are also at a boundary. On Ash Wednesday, Lent begins with its themes of desert and exile, struggle and covenant. This morning I want to look at not so much the big three in these passages, Jesus, Elijah and Moses, but at the other characters, Elisha, Peter, James and John, and also Joshua, who is not mentioned by name, but the reference to Jericho is strongly reminiscent of him. You will have heard the type of question and answer series that goes something like, who was the first man on the moon? And most people know the answer. And then you say, well, who is the second man on the moon? And we're probably a bit stumped then. We're not so sure. These people that we are looking at now are all in this second man on the moon category. Elisha, who inherits Elijah's mantle. Joshua, who takes over the leadership from Moses when the children of Israel have crossed the Jordan. Peter, James and John, who will be entrusted with the building up of the leadership of the church after the ascension. In order to equip them for these tasks, they are granted a vision of God's presence. Jacob at Bethel, Elisha and the chariot of fire, the disciples on the mountaintop. For them, as much as for the main characters, these are moments of crisis, boundaries are being crossed again and there is no going back. Serious business lies ahead for them too, and for us. Lent is a reminder that we have serious business to do if we are going to take our place in that line of followers, stretching back to the first disciples and beyond, to those who took over from Moses, the patriarchs and the prophets. Like them, we have to deal with temptation and denial, with hostility and opposition. Our thoughts and words and deeds show that there are strongholds of evil within us that must be overcome. Like them, we live in a world where there is evil, power struggles and conflict, famine, people fleeing for their lives. And as you will know, during Lent, we shall be looking more deeply at this whole problem of evil and what it means as we try and live out our faith. And there are times when, to be a Christian, you have to go against the flow, to take a stand against popular opinion. When you do, it can feel like an exile, a desert experience. Lent is our annual reminder that we have crossed a boundary at which there is a large sign saying, danger, the road ahead will be difficult. But these successor men, Elisha, Jacob, Peter, James, John, they were allowed to share the vision. And for us, to strengthen us on that road, we too can share a vision. Broken bread, the bread of angels. Wine outpoured, the saving blood. We are invited to share these holy gifts, placed in our hands, held out for us to drink, to hear the voice, "This is my son, the beloved." Then, like Jacob, we can say, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." Amen.